but in order to manifest, you have to become. That's the trick to manifesting. It's like, you can't say this is what I want. You can't, come in, but then you don't believe. Like, you have to believe at your core. And I needed a mindset shift to move from a space of fear and lack to a space of belief and abundance. So for me, that's been a huge thing, because it takes a lot of faith to believe that these things, you know, that we're putting out there that we want to see happen. It takes a lot of unlearning and a lot of work to get to where you truly feel abundant. And I mean, you're working on belief systems. It was a lot of work, but I would say for me, that was a big fear that I had to overcome to get us to where we are today, at least from my, you know, my energy, my space involved.
Hey, you, welcome to Shades of Content, a show that teaches entrepreneurs how to effectively use content to market their business and stay content while doing it. I'm your host, Patrice, a wife, a mom of three, and a 15-year public relations and marketing professional who decided to open a brick and mortar content studio 4 years ago. And I honestly haven't looked back since. Join me as I share my experiences and the experiences of other entrepreneurs who, like me, are navigating this maze of owning a business, running a family, and trying to stay sane and healthy while doing it. I'll tell you, it's an amazingly challenging journey, but I honestly wouldn't have it any other way. See you soon. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to Shades of Content, the show that teaches Black millennial mompreneurs how to use content to market their business, but also how to stay content, right? This place of peaceful satisfaction while doing so. I'm your host, Patrice, as you already heard, and I'm happy to be back for another episode. Fridays are good, right? Not just because it's Friday, but also because we release new content and we have special guests. But before we get to that, I want to just take care of a few things. I know I've been kind of MIA lately, but I needed to reset. I've also been taking time to like learn new things. Truth be told, I've been really digging into like tech and tech careers. And that is just something that I never thought about. Like, my husband is actually a whole cyber security guy. And I just always felt like tech was so far away with me being a creative. But what I'm learning as I dig into research and just seeing what other opportunities are out there, everything I do exists in the tech world, right? So, and me finding people who are creating content about getting high-paying jobs in tech spaces, and me also knowing that Black women especially make up a very small percentage of those working in the tech force, I'm like, maybe it's time for me to go to venture out. So that's what I've been doing lately. It's been a little bit consuming. I went on the trip, which you guys have heard me talk about before, which we'll talk a little bit more about in this episode. But then I got back, and I just felt like this calling to switch things up, to shake things up a little bit. So stay tuned with me while, because I think I'm going to take y'all along on the process. I know I'm always sharing. Before we get into the interview, y'all know the housekeeping. Make sure you rate, review the show, follow us on Instagram. All the things that you need are in the show notes. So when you finish listening or when you finish watching, just scroll on down, hit those taps, tap all those links, and show some love, because that is how I'm able to continue to produce this very high quality content for you and for you and yours, right? So let's get into the episode. I have guests today. These beautiful women are the founders of Paradise and Vibe. We have Ayana and Cassandra. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
So happy to have you here. I've talked about my trip to Bali many times. Y'all are probably like, girl, you still talking about that trip? And is, because it was life-changing and it was made possible by these women. And so we're going to get into their story, obviously, a little bit. But before we do that, ladies, so I always start my episodes with a pretentious P moment.
You're so pretentious.
And so this episode's pretentious P moment is about taking trips, long trips, 8-day trips by yourself, without your spouse, without your kids. Because that is what I did when I went on Paradise and Vibe. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, my husband wasn't really feeling it. But we were able to work through it because he knows who I am and he knows what I need. But I would like to get your input and you all's thoughts on not even just married, like partners taking long trips, long solo trips. What are your thoughts? And would you allow it? Not allow is a weird word. Would that be okay with you all?
I am an advocate for women in solo travel, especially women that have their hands in multiple different pots, mothers, wives, single women, entrepreneurs, business ladies. Yeah. And I'm an advocate for their partners doing the same thing. I'll never forget, I read this book by Esther Perel. It's called Mating in Captivity. And she has an entire chapter, probably a few chapters, on how passion needs space, just like fire needs air. So taking time for yourself is incredibly important if you want a healthy, mind, body, spirit for you and for your relationships.
I hear you. What about you, Cassandra?
I feel like I have a very radical viewpoint when it comes to romantic relationships. I think that many of us have been groomed to be a little too codependent. And oftentimes in romantic partnerships, we kind of lose our own sense of identity, especially once you add children into the mix.
Yeah.
So I think that it's very important that if you do want to experience, like, I don't think that just because you get married and you have children, you as an individual go somewhere to die. You still should be able to travel with friends. And you still should be able to, if you want to do solo travel, do solo travel. I think it's probably a bigger issue if you can't do that, probably something around insecurity or trust. Mm-hmm. That's my that's my viewpoint. I just think that, people should be allowed to still be their individual selves within a partner.
I would agree. I agree with both of those. And you're right, right? It's being able to just to be yourself, whether you're traveling, whether, you know, you could be around the corner, you should be able to be your full self in your partnership. And being your full self, it should not take away from your partner. It shouldn't take it. My thing is, adding these different levels to my life should make me better. It should enhance the version of Patrice that I was. But I understand how it couldn't, right? How sometimes you might feel depleted. But that is another reason why that alone time is so important, because you're recharging, you're focusing on you, whether you're mom, whether you're dad, whether you're single, whether you're whatever. Very, very important. All right. Thank y'all for participating in that pretentious P moment. All right. So let's get into it. I have, again, the Ayana and Cassandra, the founders of Paradise and Vibe. They hosted the, I have no words to describe the 8 days that I spent with them and the community that they so beautifully put together. And before we talk about Bali, I would like for you both quickly tell us, I know the story, but quickly share how you all came together and how Paradise and Vibe became what it is today.
So we went to Jamaica for Ayana's birthday in 2020, and she was discussing, she got certified to become a yoga instructor the year before, and she was discussing how like hotels were potentially requesting her to come teach. And we just had a conversation about the fact that, you know, she really could, you know, why not capitalize on bringing people to a location? Why not, you know, curate something that is solely from you? Mm-hmm. And from there, that was maybe October 2020, we decided that the place where we actually discussed this at, which was in Negril, Jamaica, at Travelers, we decided to host our first retreat there. Mm-hmm. So from idea to implementation, it took us about 30 days to get it off the ground, to reach out and basically put all the infrastructure in place for us to be able to pull this off. And we began marketing it December 2020 for a May 2021 date. And we sold out, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. That's crazy. I hear a lot there. Partnerships moving at the speed of need. What do you all do when you're not planning these events? Like, what is your careers?
I'm in real estate, and I am a real estate agent, but I also flip houses and I buy and hold as well. And then I sometimes do other things like pop-up events. So yeah, that's pretty much what I do outside of Paradise and Vibe.
Gotcha.
I, outside of Paradise and Vibe, I am a certified Bikram hot yoga teacher, and I own a company called Yoga Bay, which is transitioning. It was an online yoga studio. It was thriving during the pandemic, and now we're pivoting and changing to athleisure luxe wear. So that's really exciting. Thank you. Thank you. And yeah.
Very exciting. Shout out to Bikram, because I'm definitely a Bikram girl. 26 postures all day. I love Bikram. When you come visit, there's a black owned Bikram studio that you have to that you gotta try out. But
I've heard, girl.
Yes. Yeah. Like it's lit. So very similar, right? Like women who have multiple things going on, but like saw the need for this experience. I would love to talk about partnerships. So for me, where we are, my business, my content studio, I've essentially not had to, but I've done it for the most part just kind of as a solo thing. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to build this, and the community has made themselves available when it needed to be. But there have definitely been times where I said, you know, I wish I had like an equal partner where we could come to the table and brainstorm and just go at it together. So I want to talk about you all's partnership. Like when you were sitting in Jamaica the first time and that 30-day planning period, did you all put contracts together? Was it more of an organic kind of growth? Really want to hear how that partnership came to be and how it's been able to flourish in these 3 years.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be a full-time partner, to Ayana's point. It was actually kind of started with someone else in mind. Here you guys go. I jumped in, Ayana, because it got a little botchy there. You jump in too. I don't want to dominate. But yeah, it was supposed to be another person, and it just progressed. Like our work ethic, I have more than one business with my real estate transaction business is just me by myself. Mm-hmm. And then I have where I do renovations. It's with other people. And then I also have interior decorating, which is kind of by myself. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I really like about working with Ayana is our work ethic really matches. Yeah. And I think that's what made it transition from it being just like Ayana and the other person dominating to really being Ayana and I dominating, because our work ethics really matched. And I think we both had like a real passion to see this thing really grow and flourish. Yeah. We had similar like ideas for where the business could go. And we work pretty well together. We have it's mostly me, because I'm a Sagittarius. I can be a little, I could be fiery, but she be letting me cook, and I really appreciate it.
I like that, letting me cook. I like that, because a Sag we're going to get hot. We're going to get hot. Okay. every time. I'm kind of going all over. When y'all think about the trips, I believe Bali was the fifth one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was okay. When y'all think about these 5 trips now in your belt, we got number 6 coming up, which we will definitely talk about. Can you think of like one moment that totally, not Trump, but just, is there like this one memory from any of the events that just super stands out to you? Maybe it's something you all experienced. Maybe it's something that an attendee experienced.
You know, there's been so many, Patrice, but in lieu of being direct and answering the question and not trying to make it general, on our first retreat in the grill, there were about 5 women who could not swim. Mm. They were adult women in their 30s and 40s, and they could not swim. And during the end of the trip, we had, we took a catamaran into the middle of the Caribbean Sea. And 3 of the 5 women decided that they went, there was a lifeguard, you know, already in the sea, and they were just kind of helping people jump, but they all had their life vests on. And about 3 of the 5 women decided, you know what, it's like, let's push the limits. Like, I feel like it's time, I feel like I can do this. Like, yes, I'm scared, but I feel like nothing's going to happen to me. And so 3 women took their life vests off and held hands and jumped in the water.
I feel that though, because like when I got back from Bali, and this is noble, I got back on a Sunday, and that Sunday morning and that Sunday evening, my friend was having a 40th birthday cookout, and like they were like, it was kind of a joke, but I was like, oh, I'm new now, I'm different now. And it was kind of the running joke, but I feel like a different person since being on this trip. And when we talk about the fear, right, of the three women who erased all of that to conquer this thing, jumping into the water. You know, I was afraid to go on this trip. Like, I remember the morning of, I was crying. I was so scared because, and this was the longest I had been away from my kids and the farthest I had been away from anybody in my family. Before that, Dubai was my cutoff. Not intentional, but that was the furthest I had been. And I was crying, and it didn't hit me until I was about to get on in my car to go to the airport, and I just cried. And I said, but you going on this trip. And it was okay. And like, if this space didn't exist, I don't know if I would have did it. I don't know if I would have known that I was afraid to even be away for that long or to go that far. So that'd be the thing. Sometimes you don't even know what you're afraid of until you're, you know, what fears or what things or thing, if any, have the two of you had to overcome in creating this space that allows so many other people to do so many things?
I would say for me, just moving from a lack mindset, and it wasn't necessarily that it was paradise and vibe. It was just something that I'd come to a point in my life where I needed to think, and not even think, but in order to manifest, you have to become. Mm. That's the trick to manifesting. It's like, you can't say this is what I want. You can't, come in, but then you don't believe. Like, you have to believe at your core. And I needed a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. To move from a space of fear and lack to a space of belief and abundance. So for me, that's been a huge thing, because it takes a lot of faith to believe mm-hmm. that these things, you know, that we're putting out there that we want to see happen. I knew from the beginning that we should have sponsorships with corporations to help better the experience for our attendees. And while it's taken 2 years, we've gotten sponsorships. Yeah. But I had to believe that, even though there were naysayers or people who didn't believe, I had to believe that we were what I thought we were to be able to attract that. And that's overcoming that fear was a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of work to move from, you know, a lack thing is like you are indoctrinated almost. Like, if you grew up with that kind of mindset, it takes a lot of unlearning and a lot of work to get to where you truly feel abundant. And I mean, you're working on belief systems. It was a lot of work, but I would say for me, that was a big fear that I had to overcome to get us to where we are today, at least from my energy, my space involved in this.
Right, right. I would have to say just a reminder that this was done like mid-pandemic. Mm. So we had to, like, everything was shut down, and Cassandra and I were both like, you know, are we a little bit off here? Like, are we crazy? Mm. Like, the world is shut down, and we are incepting and creating a travel group. Like, we're going, you know, and so there was a little bit of like, is this going to work? And then Cassandra and I were like, there's more people like us, and that's who we need to reach. And also, if we fail, it's okay, but we're going to still do it. We're going to do it scared, but we're going to still do it. So
that's it. Yeah. And 3 years removed from the pandemic, I think we might be starting to forget about that, but the world was shut down. Like, to move people, not just in the States, like out the country, just trusting, right? Trusting that notion, that pull, that energetic pull that says, nah, somebody need this. We ain't the only two people sitting here that needed to get about. It's just, and because that's it. It's just the first step. It's literally just the first step. and trusting that everything else will happen as it's supposed to happen. One of the things that I took so much from this trip, like when I talk to people, I feel like it oozes off of me, the feeling that comes from when I talk about this experience. But one of the things I remember, two of the things I remember very vividly, the abundance workshop, which I feel like I didn't understand the power of belief until that workshop, Cassandra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, yeah. And yeah, somebody like me, like I'm pretty much, if I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. But you don't be realizing how much lack, like you said, plays a role in your everyday until you have someone or something switch the code so you see the difference, right? But we, you know, so that workshop was powerful. But then in that workshop, Ayana, it was someone said, you know, I put it out there and I don't have any expectations. And that is literally how I was kind of like going through life, right? I'm gonna just do my part and whatever happens, happens. But Ayana, you raised your hand and you said, no, you need to expect it to work. You need to go into the situation expecting for great things to happen. Tweak, seemingly small tweak. But those are the kind of things that make the difference. Those are the kind of things that we have to hear.
Hey guys, so if you know that you are targeting the people that I talk to, these are mompreneurs, these are entrepreneurs, these are content creators, these are women, Black millennial moms who are owning their own businesses and using content to promote and also want to figure out ways to stay content, then you need to talk. We need to get it together, all right? So if you're interested, go to www.shadesofcontent.com/sponsor. Again, that's www.shadesofcontent.com/sponsor. I would love to work with you. We have a host of very affordable, if I may say, partner packages. We can do only audio. We can do audio and video. We can really customize packages that work the best to speak to your customer. So yeah, let's make this work. We got all of 2023 coming up, and I really want to use the platform to help other small businesses grow. So go to www.shadesofcontent.com/sponsor. I can't wait to work with you. There's also a link in the show notes.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Let me know, guys, if you take your vitamins daily. Tap that poll right there and let me know if you take them daily or if you don't. I just got an email that my package, my Care Of monthly subscription package of vitamins is ready, and I'm so excited. Some of the benefits that I've noticed since taking the Care Of vitamins and supplements is, first off, the skin is giving. I'm also a lot more rested when I wake up in the morning because I take the sleep supplements. I'm also doing one of the immunity vitamins, which has definitely helped me stay not sick. Y'all know I got these little kids and they carry germs like nobody's business. The other biggest thing for me is convenience. So it comes packaged in this really nice box, and all I have to do is every day just pull my vitamins. Like I don't have to pull every bottle and decide what vitamin to take. Like I just pull out my little vitamin and supplement pack, and there it is. It's so easy. It's so convenient. Make sure you tap the link to get 50% off your first Care Of order. Care Of me and Care Of Care Of. You're gonna love it, promise. And so I know I spoke about like what you all, the fears that you had to overcome, but I would love to hear what you all are expecting. What are your great expectations for this community, for those who come through the, cause I'm, you know, I'm a Paradise and Vibe alum now. Like, are there like things that, what are the great expectations that you all know are going to come soon, you know?
Pass, kill it.
Oh my gosh. I think one of the very first things that we saw in Paradise and Vibe in terms of like an opportunity or where we wanted to expand and grow to was festival level. We love to do something that's large enough to be festival conference level. Mm-hmm. We think that what we've created in terms of community, but not just community, just even our approach to wellness, which is heavily centered on community, our workshop content, like some of the things that we talk about in our different workshops, adding in the physical but spiritual aspect of yoga to what it is that we do. I think that that conference level is something that that's probably, I think, the first big thing we were like, okay, this is what we want to do. That feels very big. We've toyed with some ideas of possibly owning a retreat center stateside. So that's something that could be in the works in the future. And then we're also gearing up right now to release products. And it's kind of, it's really just kind of in alignment with what it is we already offer. I don't want to necessarily say what the product offerings are right now, because we're still like very much in the infancy phase of it. And if I say something and then we don't release it, people are going to be like, where is this at?
You know that.
but that's the of all of the things, I feel like that's the next thing that we are working towards. Everything that we're doing, though, is kind of thinking about like these bigger, larger goals, keeping that in mind. So we're working, as I mentioned before, to strategically partner with corporations. That's going to be such a great benefit in terms of relationships and partnerships when we do expand to a festival level, because most of your big events cannot be profitable or happen without the support of corporations partnering and sponsoring. Absolutely. So a lot of what we're doing now, even moving from just 2 to 3 retreats next year, it's very much so to move into a place where we feel as a business, we have the capacity to handle the conference festival level.
I got you. I got you. And as we're talking about what's next, I do want to get into Tulum. Another fun fact, I had never seen the movie Eat, Pray, Love. Never saw it before the trip. I know. Like, apparently I was way like eons behind in pop culture, but I had never seen the movie or read the book, but very familiar with it. So then I get back from Paradise and Vibe, and probably 4 days from getting home, I was like, I need to watch this movie. And so I got to kind of relive this trip over and over again. But I want to talk a little bit about what is coming up in October, right? Yes. So please share the next Paradise and Vibe experience that's coming up.
Ayana?
Tulum is about harnessing your magic as a woman, harnessing your magic in the feminine aspect, and really being radical. I know we've thrown that word around, but you know, the foundation of Paradise and Vibe is provocateur in the way that you think, and being radical in the way that you live and the way that you behave. So Elizabeth Gilbert, if now that you've seen Eat, Pray, Love, is a radical woman. And that book and that movie changed Cassandra and I's life. I know for me, that sparked one of the opening scenes is her talking about how, you know, she doesn't want to be married anymore. And it pushed me to just travel and open my eyes and kind of be radical in the way that I think about everything that I'm doing. And one thing that Elizabeth Gilbert has been her platform lately is telling women, you know, one of the most radical things that you can do as a woman is to be relaxed. So it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? So this trip is, if you're looking for, all of our trips are eye-opening. Like, you leave with different innovations and desires. But this trip, out of all trips, I really do believe, because of the amount of workshops that we're doing and having Elizabeth Gilbert there, is going to be one of these trips that you leave a changed person.
Yeah. I feel that. I'd want to talk like that travel is so important. Like, it's the thing that you don't, I guess, know you need until you start to explore and you're like, wait, there's more than the four walls in which I live in. And I'd argue that a lot of our marginalized communities, underserved communities, like the people who travel seem so out of reach. How amazing or how different their lives would look if there were the opportunities to travel. And so as it, when we talk about like social media and just being able to, because social media is beautiful because it does allow us to see all the world that's out there. But I'm also know that Black women, we out here traveling. Like the girls are getting the passport stamps, traveling unapologetically, solo with the groups. I remember we were at the Elephant Sanctuary. We saw the group of Black women also in a group. And it was just so sweet because we all waved at each other. And I think that trips like this and groups like Paradise and Vibe, where the founders are women of color, like it, you want to be there. You want to go, like, because I've seen yoga retreats before. Like, it's not like this ain't the first one I've seen before. But this was the one that felt like I belong there. And especially when you're traveling to a new place where the inhabitants might not look like you. You know, like I say all that to say, like, if you know travel is something you want to be a part of and you want to like stretch what you see, but you're not sure, like I would suggest finding a group like Paradise and Vibe or just traveling with Paradise and Vibe. Are most of you all's, like, what is like the return rate, first timer rate? Like, kind of what do those numbers look like for y'all's trip?
The majority of the people that attend our retreats are, well, let me backpedal. I would say maybe 30 to 40% are repeat attendees.
Okay. Okay.
Depends on the retreat. Gotcha. I think it's very much driven by the destination that we go to. Mm-hmm. If that's somewhere that people really want to go, you'll see more people signing up. I think the majority of the people attending Tulum that have already signed up are repeat attendees.
Okay.
So obviously what we curate is it is a really good experience because people return, mm-hmm. Which really, I feel like that's such a, in my other career, we talk a lot about repeat and referral business, and a lot of our business is repeat and referral. So knowing that it really signifies to us that what we're doing, we should keep going, because the people that experience it to continuously support it, they see the value in it.
Yeah, definitely. They see the value because I'm pretty much, I haven't signed up for Tulum yet, but I want to go to Tulum. I've never been to Tulum before. And I think the other thing I loved about, I don't want to call myself a lazy traveler, but when I travel, I can sit at the pool the whole time. So to have you all kind of have you all pick the right things and it's all taken care of. All we got to do is show up in the hotel lobby and hop on the bus. That took such a load off on me, right? Because in every day of my life, I'm picking up, planning, da-da-da-da-da. So to be able to get away and trust that those in charge of the retreat really, like, y'all, it was a full experience from rest to release to fun. You know, like, it hit every point.
That's intentional. Intentional. Oh, yeah. We've been talking a lot about branding within our brand right now. And one of the things we kind of were like on the fence about is the word luxury, because we didn't want people to think that this is, you know, all of our experiences are not like 5-star resorts. This is not necessarily that. It really truly just depends on the destination and what type of experience we're cultivating. Like for instance, Costa Rica was very much so engulfed in like a very nature driven space. I wouldn't necessarily use the word, when you think of luxury, you think of like, you know, high end luxurious, right. But I'm actually going to do some reprogramming when I think of luxury, because it is a luxury to be able to travel in a way where all you have to do is show up.
Yes.
It's a lot of work that goes into planning trips. It's a lot of work in trying to get a group of people to come together. But not only do we get a really amazing group of people to come together, everybody, when they come together, they're like very like-minded energy. Even if they're not, like, if let's just say you've got a group who wants to go out a little bit more than the others, they all group and then they go and they experience that. You have a group of people who are obsessed with the spa, Ayana. you'll have that group of people that are like, you know, we really want to experience like that, you know, sort of treatment. If you have got people who are adventurous and outdoorsy, like myself, we're whitewater rafting or the hike to a waterfall or that sort of thing. So I really feel like you get to come and the luxury of not having to worry about, you know, putting things together also is a luxury to also know there's power in numbers. So that we go to these places, it's a lot harder for us to kind of be messed with, so to speak, because there are so many of us. And I know that's a concern for Black travelers a lot is if I, or in women too, if I go to this place, will I feel safe? Will I be safe? Well, with 20 to 50 people plus, it feels a lot safer when you've got this group of people because we're all looking out for each other, which is a little bit different when you're going, and I love solo travel, but it's just a little bit of a different experience. So, you know, if you're a little afraid to step out there, if you don't have the network to do that, that gives you that space. And then here's the other really cool thing about what we do. People meet people that they go on to travel with without Paradise in mind. So some of the girls who came to Bali went on after Bali to go to Thailand. And they met at our retreat last year in Morocco.
Oh, I didn't realize that they met in Morocco last year.
They didn't know each other. They met in Morocco.
That's the Turn Up Crew, Mo and crew. I like, they were fun. They were cute. No, that's it. That's, you bring up such good points, right? Because it's like also if you do want to, if you know you want to explore, but want to make sure that it's safety, we was ganged up like together, you know, same color sometimes, but you just knew you kind of, I saw another Black woman at the resort, but she wasn't with us. And I think it was like the first day. So I just kind of assumed she was with us. We found out that she wasn't, but it's that being able to be in an exotic place and a place 20,000, 100,000 of miles away, but see a face that we in this together. We fit, we on the same wavelength. For nothing else, to have the thought to join a community that feels, that exudes this type of energy, right? Like that's half the battle right there, right? And having the people there to keep you safe. Absolutely. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you all, because I've definitely thought about doing a retreat style type of situation for women like me, moms who need to get away, who own businesses, who probably don't have time to ideate or strategize. Like we just kind of do this retreat somewhere for a couple days. And I know a lot of our watchers and listeners have also thought about it or have tried it and may not have had, or may not have just kind of known what to do. If you could give a tip or two, what would you tell the person who wants to bring community together and travel? They want to take their community and place them somewhere else, like a retreat. What would be some tips that you would share with those who are tuned in right now?
You want to answer, Ayana?
Yeah. Number one is I would say to use your network. I am a big fan of partnering with people that you know, partnering with family, partnering with friends. Find someone who, identify what you're good at and find someone who can complement and supplement.
I would say to piggyback on her point, finding, you know, the right people to partner with. Also, I think that if you're going to curate, it's probably a better idea to do it with hotels versus an Airbnb, simply because, and I like Airbnb actually, but what happens is if you go with an Airbnb, it's really hard to control pricing if people drop out. So if you go with hotels, you can control pricing because it's priced per room. Whereas with an Airbnb, it's kind of priced, you know, it's a set price and then people break that price up. I would definitely also add to that to try to plan, as much in advance as possible. And then think about the group that you're going with and what their needs are, like really be intentional about what it is that you curate. You know, if you're doing something that is for like action-driven people, you might not want to spend a lot of time doing very like calm non-engaging activities, or if there are people who really enjoy non-engaging activities, like for instance, my mom, she's one of those types of people. If we try to go somewhere, she is not going whitewater rafting. I would be like, I would have to beg her, you know, to do something like that. Yeah, just thinking about what your audience wants and giving them that. I think that's a really important. I don't know if Ayana has more to add. She dropped off, so.
I think that's it. And just doing it. Like sometimes you can have stalemate fear, and it's like you feel like you don't have everything together, so you never do it. Just do it. Cassandra and I are way better retreat five than we were retreat one, but we never would have gotten to retreat five if we didn't start at one. So just be okay with the learning curve and just start, because in doing it, you figure out a lot of things. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, we'll do better next time.
Just made me think of something. This is beyond retreat, but when you're growing and expanding a business, that is where abundant mindset really comes to play. Mm. A lot of mistakes that a lot of founders have is thinking that they can be everything and that they can do everything to cut costs. And sometimes it's worth it to spend the money to pay the right people. Like right now you've got a production team, and what they do is production. They record, they do sound, like they do lighting. That's what they do. And is it an investment? Absolutely. However, it makes better quality. Yep. So in any business that you have, it's like you initially, if you don't have the capital, get it. I've been an entrepreneur at this point for like 12, 13 years. I understand what it's like in the beginning. But once you do start having revenue come in, or if in the beginning you do have the capital, invest in your business and invest in the people that that you're adding, you know, in terms of a team. It really can make or break how far you go. Get subject matter experts at whatever it is that they do to try to really make your brand better, so that people have a much better experience.
Absolutely agree with that one, y'all. I do what I do great, and I'm gonna let everybody else do what it is that they do, so that they can be great in their town, and so we can come together and create whatever it is that we're creating. I would also say to like have some type of have some type of goal in mind, right? I think sometimes we go into things, I want to make this happen, but we don't think about what it could look like, right? When we talk about abundance, right? Let's consider all the possibilities, because that will help drive the actions that we move to. Yeah, retreat one, retreat two may not have the elements that look like this, but if you at least know what you want, 3, 4, 5, it's gonna come. You have to at least have a vision. It's something as simple as writing the vision down. Write it down, make it plain, literally. I would definitely add to that. And because that is how all these things come to be. That is how we put it out there, and that's how they all come to be. Ladies, I will continue raving and ranting all about this experience, because it was amazing. It was amazing. And if you are, if this is your first time, if you're your first time on the YouTube page, look back to last week. There is a whole vlog on the trip, because I was that intentional about capturing. So I don't know if y'all noticed, I recorded a lot, but I wasn't doing it in real time. I just was capturing everything while I was there, with the intent that at some point I would release it to share with my audience, because I want anybody that I know, I want them to experience this. I can't speak to any other retreats because I've never done this before, but this was the game changer for me. And I know that there will be many, many more. So for anybody that wants to be a part of the next trip coming up later this year or trips moving forward, please, ladies, tell our audience how they can get connected.
You can find us on anything digital, paradiseandvibe.com. Instagram, same thing. TikTok, Twitter, paradiseandvibe. Okay, not vibes. And my it's not vibes. It's vibe. My personal is the Yoga Bay. And Cass, I don't know if you want to give your handle.
Yeah, sure. My personal is I am Casey. It links to all of my various business ventures.
I love it. All their links, everything you need is in the show notes, you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Cassandra and Ayana, for being here today and for just providing, I knew I was going to get teary, so I'm going to try to just wrap this up because it really meant the world to me to be able to be a part of this. And I'm not the same. And I know that. And I appreciate y'all and I thank you all so much. I'm thankful I was able to just have this conversation. I know y'all do interviews all the time. So thank you. And we'll see y'all in Tulum.
Okay. Thank you for holding the space for us. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen and highlight our brand. We really do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Y'all know when y'all are ever in the DMV, hit me up. I got you. And you guys, if you have not already done so, rate and review the show. Make sure you tap all the links in the show notes. Paradise and Vibe will be in Tulum later this year, October. Eat, Pray, Love is the theme. They already shared how amazing it's going to be. But I'm telling you, what they said today is in no way what the experience will be. Like, you gotta be there. You gotta be there. Y'all know the things that I love them hard. And if I don't rock with it, you'll never hear me talking about it. But if it's something that is that powerful, it's my duty to share it with you. So tap the link in the show notes to sign up for the next Paradise and Vibe retreat, to connect with Cassandra and Ayana and the entire Paradise and Vibe community. When you go on their page, you see the experience. Like, you can't be tapped into PNV and not want to be a part of it. Not if you like me. Okay, so we will see you next Friday. First, we'll see you on Wednesday for a quick contentment or content marketing hack. I appreciate you for being here. Have an amazing weekend. And I think we should end it with To The Vibe. Yeah. How about that? To The Vibes. Yes. See y'all. All right, now, y'all, don't forget to connect with Shades of Content on Instagram at Shades of Content and with me, Patrice Camo, at Patrice Camo. And also, be sure to rate this show, leave a review, and subscribe, because that's actually the only way that we're going to grow. I'll see you next week.